Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
At 1 o'clock this morning, hours after nearly all the crowds went home and the barriers were put away, a woman who beat cancer finished the Boston Marathon. More than 12 hours earlier, a pair of surprise champions crossed the finish line on Boylston Street in Boston. Yuki Kawauchi, a school administrator, came from behind to become the first winner from Japan since 1987. And Des Linden became the first American woman to break the tape on Boylston Street in 33 years.
This is hands down the biggest day of my running career. And, you know, if it hadn't been difficult, I don't think it would mean as much, but also just the people here they make this event so special.
Difficult is putting it lightly. This morning we have two reports on the runners and the spectators who braved the miserable elements yesterday, all for the love of a good race. WBUR's Martha Biebinger starts us off.
Mark Pulio beat the cold, wind, and rain for the first 20 miles of the Boston Marathon. Then his hips and left calf seemed to freeze in place. Pulio says his brain carried him across the finish line and into the medical tent.
That was rough. It was a mental battle from the beginning. A bit too cold for the muscles to work well, but it's still the Boston Marathon, so it was awesome.
Awesome in retrospect for those who finished.
Seemed like there was a lot of carnage out there.
This is Chris Johnston from New York.
People driving out, people just on the side of the road just stopped, a lot of people ducking into med tents.
Johnston and Pulio walk out of a massive white tent in front of the Boston Public Library, still shivering beneath sheets of silver mylar. Some runners leave swaddled in the sheets, carrying their clothes in little plastic bags. Sari Waldman makes a beeline for warm, dry clothes that are waiting for her on a bus several blocks away.
You had to get stripped down because you were soaking wet.
Soaking wet and freezing.
Waldman ran her first Boston Marathon last year in intense heat. This year, she thought, would be easier. Waldman is from Calgary, Canada.
So you know cold.
I know cold, but I know dry cold.
The high temperatures in Deidre White's hometown of Rome, Georgia, are 10 to 20 degrees warmer this week than Boston. She finished her first Boston Marathon barely.
Are you sorry you came?
No, but it's not what I thought it would be either.
Did you think about quitting?
I did, several times.
What kept you going?
I just kept praying and praising God and believing that God would get me to the finish, and he did.
Will you come back?
I will. Yes, I will.
Wind, rain, and even a little sleet may just add to the mystique of Boston 2018. The most miserable weather conditions many runners can remember are quickly becoming a badge of honor. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.
And I'm Bruce Gellerman. It was going to take a lot more than a soaking rain to dampen the spirits of spectators who lined Boylston Street. Deb Ault came from Toledo, Ohio to watch her daughter run her first Boston. Over Ault's raincoat, she wore a plastic garbage bag.
It started raining harder, man. I was like, I gotta have something else on. So we weren't quite prepared for this. But, you know, you do what you gotta do for your kids. You love them.
Ron Laurier from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, came to see his kid.
My son's running. Boston was in his bucket list. This is his first time here.
So the rain didn't put you off?
Oh, no, not at all. If he can run through this, I should be able to stand here through it.
It's amazing. The hotter it rains, the louder people cheer.
We knew we had this weather.
Why did you come?
Why? Because we wanted to live this. It's a great experience.
Liliana Morales and her husband Alfonso came from Newmarket, New Hampshire, armed with umbrellas and plastic raincoats over their winter parkas. It was their first marathon. Javier Padilla came from Mexico to cheer his sister, Laura, on.
You left the good weather to come here?
To come here, to get all wet, soaking wet with plastic bags in my shoes. So, it's crazy. But we're here. We're having fun. Big buildings, nice people, nice food.
Welcome to Boston.
Thank you.
Mike Stahl came here from Buffalo, New York to cheer for his wife.
It's her eighth Boston in a row. She's going for 10.
What do you think of the weather?
It sucks.
Then it got worse. The downpour really kicked in. wind-driven, freezing rain. You wouldn't catch cats and dogs in this stuff. Still, Kristen Slareth of Orlando was there to root her father down the home stretch.
It could be better, especially for this Florida girl who is not used to seeing snow like it was yesterday. But my dad lives in Charlotte, and this is his 18th Boston. He was here for the bombing, and I have come every year since to make sure that he's safe and to cheer on all these brave folks out here. I mean, this is one of the greatest sporting events there is.
When it pours, Boston still reigns. As the home of the world's first modern marathon, soaked but still strong. And in all modesty, for this day at least, the hub of the runner's universe. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.